You know what they say, communication is key, and it's true. From our romantic relationships to our professional interactions to the way we talk to our children, effective communication makes all the difference. This hypnosis track will help you improve your communication skills so you can enjoy effortless interactions and better connections with those around you.
Thank you for taking some time for yourself. And if you can close your eyes, close your mouth and breathe in through your nose. Deep breath in. And a relaxing breath out. And I wonder if you can become aware of the sounds on the inside. Sound of your breath. Putting you soundly into relaxation. And before you begin this wonderful experience, I wonder if you can allow your jaw, tongue, mouth to relax. From the top of your head to the tips of your toes. And I don't know the last time you got some silence, some silent time. With yourself. And you don't have to listen to the sound of my voice. Your subconscious mind will be listening. And do something wonderful for you a little later on, and you can listen to the sound of your body the sound of your breath. Putting you soundly into relaxation. And I don't know if you can expand your mind into the sound. The sounds of your body, the sounds of your breath, deeper into relaxation. And so much deeper than that. I wonder if you can fall through this level of relaxation into something deeper. What some people love about trance, it requires too much effort to speak. So they can just relax. You make the world a better place just by being in it. Maybe in the past you've had communication issues or conflict issues. Or friends or family that just love to argue. And if I were able to read people's minds, which unfortunately I can't, but I'm guessing you have high standards of how things should be. You make the world a better place just by being in it. And if I were to quote Mark Twain, the difference between the right word and the almost right word is the difference between lightning and the lightning bug. And some people have skillfully learned how to communicate with finesse. While others suck the life right out of the room as soon as they walk into it. And it can be challenging when you're on the receiving end of people who have attended the Boris Johnson School of Manners. Now, I don't know if you're familiar with the Drexler-Sibbett team performance model. They ask three main questions. Why am I here? How will we do it? Why continue? But it's so much more than that. They draw the most fabulous maps for energy giants, MasterCard, Harvard Business Review. In a moment, if you were to imagine a giant, passionate map for the renewable energy sector, in the Midwest. And on the left are huge red circles with the words retire coal, stop dirty coal. Below that, increase energy efficiency, increase new clean energy. And that's why they were there, all 27 non-government organizations. And next, in the middle of the map, was the process, with green, grey and blue arrows, with the words learning together at all levels. That's how they will do it. And over on the right, a massive glowing yellow circle with the words 80% reduction in global warming by 2030. A vibrant Midwest, clean energy economy. And that's why they will continue. They know their outcome. They have taken action. They have sensory acuity, behavioral flexibility, and operate from psychology of excellence. And it reminds me of the motivational speaker Anthony Robbins interviewing Siri Lindley at Date with Destiny. Siri, a USA triathlete, winner of the Triathlon Cup, a triathlete coach. And anyone wanting to be a triathlete just loves her. They'll fly to her town and train with her. But as successful as Siri Lindley was as a triathlete, later a coach, she felt so uncomfortable. She was so blessed in her life, but she felt guilty. She didn't even like herself. She was living in a place of fear the whole time. And her first coach was very passionate and let her know that who she was as a human being was more important than being an athlete. She moved on to different coaches, ended up qualifying for the Olympic trials. And at the very start of the race, someone swam straight over the top of her. She finished almost last. And that was not how she imagined it. In reality, she felt that she had choked. Siri later moved on to a different coach who was scary and trained her very hard. She went on to become a champion. But her father, who was wonderful and funny and charming to everyone else, when he found out about her partner, he called her up and said, "Tell me it's not true. Tell me it's not true." And at Anthony Robbins' motivational event, Date with Destiny, she learned people who hurt you like that shape your entire life. And Anthony Robbins said, you need to blame him. You need to blame him for everything if you're going to blame him for all of the baloney. You need to blame him for all of the good too. And so she blamed him for making her such a strong woman. She blamed him that she had to really fight to become a champion. And in a way, he drove her in so many ways. And Siri Linley now celebrates the struggle, because that's where the magic happens in her life. And as Anthony Robbins likes to say, but what if we believe life is happening for us, not to us? Then all the pain and suffering disappears. And you and I both know you can't make someone happy. You can't make someone free of fear. Maybe as a child there was a time when you found life boring. But life can't be boring, because happiness, fear, and boring are states of the mind. And it reminds me of a comedy I saw on UK TV called Spitting Image. There was a couple on vacation in their car, using GPS sat-nav, driving peacefully in their car. Turn left here, turn right there, drive straight ahead, take the third exit on the highway. But it was announced the British Prime Minister Boris Johnson had decided to take over the GPS sat-nav system. And you can hear Boris's voice coming through the GPS. Turn right here. Oops, sorry. No left. Oops, no. Turn right. Oops, I don't know. And it's so important to know where you're going. Just like the Drexler-Sibbett model. Why am I here? How will we do it? Why continue? And there was once a time when we all didn't know how to talk. Say the alphabet, spell, or structure sentences. But one day we did. And it's so important to set the right frame. To know where you want to go. And you can appreciate. And you can respect. And you can agree. And you can add with and anytime you choose. Because sometimes you can get so down in the detail. Recently, I heard a joke. You can spot an extrovert mathematician when they aren't staring at their own shoes. They're staring at someone else's. And it's so important to chunk up. What is your highest purpose in that specific situation? Of communication. Because there are cars, trains, planes, skateboards and boats. And so much more than that. You could chunk up and say that transport is movement. Chunk up again, and they are energy. Or chunk back down to movement. Cars, trains, planes. Chunk down again, they're just parts, engines, tires. Or chunk down again, they're just some nuts and bolts. And there's so much room to chunk up and up. To your highest communion. Because your thoughts become words, your words become actions, your actions become habits. Your habits become your character. Your character becomes your fate. And time is always available to you. One minute can become an hour. An hour can become a minute, and you can let people know. I like how you said that, and You can say it just like that in the future. Or I appreciate you bring out the best in me. I didn't like what you just said. And I can live with it. And won't it be wonderful to know in the future you are adding to your union and your community and your communion and your communication. And if your family or loved ones or work colleagues love to argue, there are so many different ways to participate, to escape and avoid, give up. It's a win-lose situation. To evade responsibility and ask a higher authority to resolve the conflict. Compromise if it's acceptable to both parties. Or develop a third way together. Because this is a win-win for both parties. No one has to back down. Won't it be wonderful to know? In the future, to care for yourself, self-care, chunking up to your higher purpose, know where you want to go, communicating with your community. Ready to orient yourself back to your external world. If you could take a few passionate breaths, stretch out your long, elegant spine. And open your eyes. Welcome back. You're perfect, just as you are.